Religious broadcasting has a long history in the United States, from fire and brimstone preaching to gospel singing to soapbox politicking. Most evangelists argue that American society and culture sorely need improving. But there's ongoing tension over whether that is better done by saving souls or changing laws. That tension made headlines recently when the National Religious Broadcasters fired its new president for making public comments that seemed to favor religion over politics. From member station WRTI in Philadelphia, Fred Mogul reports.
Reverend Bill Cook's basement in Runnymede, New Jersey, is like many suburban cellars. There's a TV corner, a laundry area, piles of stuff everywhere, and little computer workstations for Cook and his sons. This is also where Cook makes radio.
As part of our program each week, we welcome a local pastor who will encourage us with a thought from God's Word.
A little happy segue. Hopefully they'll make them feel better about what I have to say. I'm going to go back and find what I just edited.
Cook is assembling a weekly show about Camp Halawasa, a Bible camp.
Check the volume level.
God's Word.
Thank you, Bill. This is Bill Cook, pastor of Mount Calvary Union Church in Runnymede, and I'm happy to be here with you again on Halawasa Highlights.
Now you want to know how I normally edit it?
Thank you, Bill. This is Bill Cook, pastor of Mount Calvary Union Church in Runnymede, and I'm happy to be here with you again on Halawasa Highlights.
Bill Cook is one of several local ministers who produce their own material for WSJI, a small 2,000-watt station whose call letters stand for South Jersey's Inspiration. Light Christian adult contemporary music punctuated by the minister's upbeat 90-second messages.
This is Pastor Dave Marks from Bethel Baptist in Cherry Hill, and I wonder what happens when life puts the squeeze to you.
The preachers on WSJI generally, as they say, keep it positive. They highlight ways to make time for family and faith and values. Like many evangelists, in pulpits and broadcast studios everywhere, they're often critical of contemporary culture. But they mostly leave the overt politicking to others.
They're the foundation of our laws, yet they're forbidden in the courthouse. Stay tuned for the Ten Commandments on trial.
Reverend D. James Kennedy, a Florida Presbyterian leader, is one of the country's most politically active electronic evangelists. His Coral Ridge Ministries has been using radio and TV to try to, quote, reclaim America for Christ for almost 30 years. Part of a broadcasting tradition that dates back to the 1920s and 30s, and such radio revivalists as Billy Sunday, who fought the repeal of Prohibition.
Congress has passed a law putting $2 a tax on whiskey, and they expect to realize $300 million.
In recent decades, religious broadcasters have played a significant role in the rise of conservatism, and have been given much of the credit for Ronald Reagan's election in 1980 and the GOP takeover of Congress in 1994. There has always been a tension between the politickers and the proselytizers, but Timothy Morgan, deputy managing editor of Christianity Today magazine, says it's intensified in recent years.
Within Christian broadcasting, everyone would affirm the importance of saving souls and influencing the culture. The question at hand is whether you're going to put the accent on involvement and engagement with partisan politics, or are you going to focus on evangelizing the lost? I think at the moment, it is very much at a stalemate.
Late last month, the National Religious Broadcasters, a group of about 1,100 evangelical Christian radio and TV stations, purged its new president just weeks after he took office. Wayne Peterson drew fire for telling a newspaper interviewer he was concerned about the direction of Christian broadcasting, concerned that his organization, whose annual convention is a frequent stop for Republican politicians, was getting, quote, associated with the far Christian right and marginalized.
Sometimes we, as conservatives, are lined with are identified with a particular political party. Anytime that we, as followers of Christ, are more known for our political stance than our religious commitment, then we've done a disservice to Christianity. I wasn't saying that Christian broadcasters should not speak to the moral and social and even political issues. I was merely saying that we ought to be more known for our theology than our politics.
Peterson isn't alone in calling for evangelical ministries to return to what he believes are their more purely religious roots. In a recent book, Blinded by Might, two top former aides to Jerry Falwell say the quest for power corrupts Christians. But another new book, Why You Can't Stay Silent, by Tom Minery, counterattacks.
Throughout most of the 20th century, those who were very conservative pulled back from society. And I believe that the 20th century, with its decline in culture, has seen the results of that, that there is no longer a moral conscience as there should be. And that conscience must be the church. And so the call to rejoin the cultural battle is a very important one for Christians.
Minery's organization, Colorado-based Focus on the Family, was among the most outspoken about Wayne Peterson's leadership and threatened to leave the National Religious Broadcasters if he stayed.
For the incoming leader of the organization to call a portion of the membership the far Christian right, that obviously symbolizes extremism and someone who's on the fringe, and to suggest that that is something that's going to be hidden under the rug, so to speak, that is something that did not go down well.
Wayne Peterson insists he had no intention of disenfranchising any members of the organization. No one approached him to clarify the statements or seek reassurance, Peterson says. They only demanded his resignation. Tensions are so high, says John Green, a political scientist at the University of Akron, because the conservative movement has grown so politically powerful. Almost all evangelical broadcasters do want to change society, he says. It's just a question of how.
I suspect that the mainstream of Christian broadcasting doesn't want to go back to the traditional days of just evangelism, but may also be very skeptical of too active of a political role and too close of an identification with particular political figures. So in a sense, the situation may represent a move towards the center rather than a move to the right or back into a more traditional era.
The center Green is talking about is still one located squarely on a part of the spectrum that believes America is decaying morally because of abortion rights, promiscuity, and homosexuality.
Hello, what's your name?
Christina.
Did you enjoy Hiawatha's weekend retreat for juniors?
Yeah.
What was the best thing about it?
Getting saved.
You got saved? Really? How did you get saved?
Back in his basement in New Jersey, Reverend Bill Cook is putting the finishing touches on his weekly show. Cook says that the key to changing society is the tone of the message.
Write to congressmen, write to the editor of the newspaper. You can be vocal. You can be tactful. You need to do it in a manner that's not offensive.
For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul.